Louisville Chorus has a concert coming up on Friday, April 19th at St. Bridget Catholic Church on Hepburn Avenue in Louisville. Louisville Chorus Music Director Daniel Spurlock joins me to talk a little bit about it. What's on the program, Daniel?
Well, it's going to be a fun program. We're all looking forward to it. We're going to feature two main choral works, the first one being the Te Deum of Charpentier, Marc-Antoine Charpentier, not the other one, which I can't remember his first name. Wonderful Baroque composer, French, and the Te Deum is about a 25-minute piece with a relatively small orchestra and, of course, the chorus, and we're just really pleased and happy to have the Louisville Philharmonia playing with us on this particular concert. The Te Deum is the number 146, M number 146, which can be kind of mixed up. He wrote four of them all together, but this is the most popular one. People will recognize the prelude if they've ever been to a wedding, because mm-hmm. the prelude is a very standard being played at weddings mm-hmm. these days and has been for some time. But the entire choral work is quite beautiful. You know, we've got four soloists, and of course the chorus itself, and it just goes from one movement to another, and it's just very good music, you know, very good Baroque style music from the French Baroque. Got a little some of the double dotted rhythms in there, which is very standard for that time period.
Okay. Now, Charpentier, was he a direct contemporary of Bach?
Almost. I think it was 1638. In fact, I may have the dates here, if I can remember what they are, 1643 to 1704. So part of early Bach. Bach was 1685 to 1750. Mm-hmm. So he's early contemporary of Bach.
Well, with the early Baroque piece like that, how do you approach it with a modern-day orchestra?
Well, first of all, we reduced the orchestra, right. So that it's not nearly the same size. I've worked a lot with the string players to minimize the vibrato, and to, you know, to get a little more technical, to use less wrist on the bow changes, which is, you know, can help get closer to duplicating the Baroque sound on the string playing, mm-hmm. because the bows were quite a bit different, shaped a little bit different, actually, in the Baroque period. So by doing that, taking out a lot of the vibrato, it really can change the sound and make it a lighter, more straightforward Baroque sound, which is going to be a little less romantic than, you know, the later classical period or the romantic period. So that's helping. But the similar thing with the singers. We've worked a lot, you know, in the chorus with making sure that the tone is a little more on the simple, a little bit drier than, say, the romantic period music. Of course, minimal vibrato. We don't take out vibrato completely, but minimal vibrato. And, you know, the music, to me, a lot of the Baroque choral music, especially the quicker tempos, have a little drier, a little more rhythmical sound to them. And there's a slight, I guess for want of a better term, a slight bounce to the vocal sound. Mm-hmm. And we've worked a lot on that. And it's really coming out, I think, very effective.
Well, in 20th century performances of Baroque pieces, I know this happened a lot with Stokowski and Beecham and mm-hmm. those. And perhaps because of the halls that they were performing in, maybe because there was so much bounce, echo, that a lot of the Baroque fiddly bits, mm-hmm. a lot of the notes would get lost in mm-hmm. the huge sound. Does St. Bridget offer any challenges to you in a Baroque piece?
I don't think so, because, I mean, St. Bridget is it's one of the finest halls in Louisville mm-hmm. to actually do a choral concert. The acoustics are just, to me, very wonderful there.
And architecturally, it's a beautiful place.
Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous. I mean, what a setting for this concert.
Right.
We haven't had our final rehearsal yet in the hall, or our first rehearsal yet in the hall. That will occur later this week. And my concern is just trying to get the balance with the orchestra and with the chorus there, because, you know, orchestras can easily overpower choruses.
Mm, right.
But if we approach it with the right Baroque sound, I think we'll be okay. In a liver hall, of course, you want to have a little more crispness on the diction, so that, you know, it can be a little more focused and pinpointed, so the diction can come out cleaner. But other than that, I think we're going to be fine.
Well, going from Charpentier, Te Deum to Gounod, mm-hmm. it's quite a switch, isn't it?
A huge switch. The size of the orchestra changes considerably, and, of course, the style of the music changes. Gounod is mid-19th century. It's kind of strange about Charles Gounod, because he wasn't one of the great, great, great composers of all time, but so much of his music is really quite beautiful. The mm-hmm. St. Cecilia Mass, which is what we're performing at the concert, I like personally. I think it's just a really gorgeous piece of music. It's hard to believe that he almost didn't even become a composer. There was a time in his life where he was composing, and then he decided that maybe he wanted to go into the priesthood. Mm. And he almost took his holy orders, but then decided at the last minute to stay out and continue composing, which is, of course, a great benefit to us because he wrote gorgeous music.
Amazing. Was it the Metropolitan Opera Hall, where it was called Faust House?
Yeah,
Faust House?
I think so. Yeah,
that
yeah.
Of course, Faust that's his great. So yeah. many was
his greatest
so many
opera, and he wrote over 600 works. You know, which is really, you know, that was a surprise to me that he wrote so much. Quite prolific composer.
I'm pulling from my foggy memory, but there mm-hmm. isn't there a soprano solo in the St. Cecilia
yes.
that's just absolutely beautiful?
Yeah.
It's really well known.
The one I like is the Benedictus.
Right.
The soprano solo sings the opening of the Benedictus, and it's so simple and just extremely serene. And it uses three soloists, soprano, tenor, and bass. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful piece of music. I get, you know, I've done it many times, but I still, my heart just melts when I hear the Benedictus with
right.
the opening soprano solo. And then the chorus comes in after singing the same thing, all of it over just strings only accompaniment in the background. And it's very moving, quite moving.
Well, we're talking to Daniel Spurlock, Louisville Chorus, performing with the Louisville Philharmonia on April 19th. That's a Friday. At 7:30 p.m. at St. Bridget Catholic Church. You have a website, so mm-hmm. people can get more information.
Right, and we're gonna go ahead and open the concert with an orchestral piece.
Oh, really?
We're gonna do a short piece, the famous Little Fugue, if you will, in G minor by Bach, which features the orchestra only. And the Philharmonia is just a wonderful group of people to work with. They mm-hmm. love playing music, and they're doing a wonderful job on this concert, you know, in terms of the preparation and so on. So we'll open with that and then move to the Charpentier intermission and then the Goudon.
Excellent. And for details, you can go to LouisvilleChorus.org. That's LouisvilleChorus.org. And the number is 968-6300. That's 968-6300. Daniel Spurlock, sounds like it's going to be an amazing concert at St. Bridget.
It is. Everybody's looking forward to this one because it's gorgeous music, and with the orchestra and the chorus together in one of the most fantastic acoustical settings in the Louisville area. I'm really excited about it.